At 2:04 in Philadelphia with WHYY News, I'm Matt Gillum. A judge ordered the display discussing slavery at the president's house on Independence Mall to be put back up. In today's ruling, Judge Cynthia Roof said the Trump administration must restore the historic site, quote, to its physical status as of January 21st, 2026. That was the day before the signage was taken down without warning. According to the Inquirer, the judge's order does not lay out a timeline for restoring the displays to the site. When the exhibits came down in January, Mayor Sherelle Parker filed a lawsuit against several federal agencies and their leaders, claiming the removal of the displays was arbitrary and capricious and in violation of a 20-year-old cooperative agreement between the feds and the city. During a hearing last month, Judge Roof said the government's argument that the president has the authority to change or remove national park displays was both dangerous and horrifying. A new report offers some positive news on development in Philadelphia's Center City District. WHYY's Tom McDonald has a look at the findings.
The Center City District report is tracking more than $2.14 billion in major development completed or under construction, including more than 500,000 square feet of commercial real estate and over 8,000 rental units either completed or in the pipeline. Clint Randall, Vice President of Economic Development at the Center City District, says more and more apartments are coming into Center City because the demand continues.
What has surprised people is that they thought that there would be a limit to how many high-end apartments could be absorbed in Philadelphia. And we continue to see these units come online and we continue to see them get leased.
Randall adds that doesn't mean all commercial activity has ceased.
And I think a really big deal for Center City to see Chubb recommit to the Philadelphia market and to establish its headquarters here in a new high rise on this side of the Schuylkill River.
Children's Hospital is also continuing to build on its University City campus. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Mostly cloudy skies on this Monday afternoon, right now about 40 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. This evening, clouds stick around, temperatures drop down to about freezing in the overnight hours. We could be around 50 tomorrow.